News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Virat Kohli has decided to step down as India's T20 captain after the upcoming World Cup in the UAE. The 32-year-old, making the announcement on social media, stated that he feels the need to give himself space to be fully ready to lead the Indian team in Test and ODI cricket. He has so far led India in 95 ODIs and with 65 wins along with 27 defeats, has a winning percentage of 70.43. In 45 T20Is so far, where he has been the captain, India have won 27 times while losing 14 times. Kohli said the decision to step down from T20 captaincy was taken after consulting his close people, head coach Ravi Shastri and Rohit Sharma, both of whom have been an essential part of the leadership group. Citing workload management as a key factor, he stated, "Considering my immense workload over the last 8 to 9 years, playing all three formats and captaining regularly for the last 5 to 6 years, I have given everything to the team during my time as T20 captain, and I will continue to do so for the T20 team as a batsman moving forward." Kohli's announcement comes days after the Times of India reported a change in leadership in India's limited overs setup. The report had stated Rohit Sharma is set to take over the charge, at least in T20Is, considering his record as stand-in captain with IPL success, where he has led Mumbai Indians to 5 titles, further boosting his claim. The report was, however, refuted by BCCI Treasurer Arun Dhumal. Rohit, 34, has captained India 10 times in ODIs and led them to victories on 8 occasions while losing twice. In T20Is, he has captained them 19 times, of which they have won 15 and lost 4. One of the biggest criticisms of Kohli's captaincy is his failure to land a major ICC trophy since taking over the charge of the team. Recently, in June, India lost in the final of the World Test Championship as well, which further fueled the talks. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel on Thursday allocated portfolios to the newly inducted ministers, keeping a host of departments, including home with himself, and without appointing any deputy. Kanubhai Desai was allocated finance and energy and petrochemicals portfolios. Besides, Home Ministry CM Patel will hold the charge of General Administration Department, Information and Broadcast, Industries, Mines and Minerals, Capital Projects, Urban Development, Urban Housing and Narmada and Ports, an official release said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is celebrating his 71st birthday today. To mark the special occasion, 71,000 diyas or earthen lamps will be lit up at Varanasi's Bharat Mata Temple in Kashi. Along with the lighting of lamps, the Bharatiya Janata Party is planning to distribute 14 crore ration bags with Thank You Modi ji printed on them. Also, 5 crore postcards with PM Modi's photo will be mailed from post offices across the country. This time, the BJP is planning to make Modi's birthday a big one by including various activities like blood donation campaigns, clean-up drives for rivers, distribution of ration cards and lots more. The 20-day mega campaign titled Seva or Samarpan Abhiyan begins today and will conclude on October 7. Meanwhile, programs will be conducted in over 27,000 booths in Uttar Pradesh itself as part of the campaign. And India on Thursday chose not to comment on the launch of a historic security partnership among the US, the UK and Australia that will provide for deeper cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and ensure greater sharing of defense capabilities within the trilateral alliance. The partnership, seen as an effort to counter China in the Indo-Pacific, will allow the US and the UK to provide Australia with the technology to develop nuclear-powered submarines for the first time. "I do not have anything to share on this at this moment," External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagchi said, replying to a volley of questions on the new security partnership. It is learnt that Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Defence Minister Peter Dutton called up their Indian counterparts S. Jaishankar and Rajnath Singh on Wednesday to apprise them about the new partnership called AUKUS, comprising Australia, the UK and the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Australian counterpart Scott Morrison held a conversation on Wednesday, specifically asked about unveiling of the AUKUS partnership days ahead of the first in-person summit of the Quad or Quadrilateral Coalition. Bagchi said the upcoming summit stands on its own. "I think the Quad summit stands on its own. It is extremely important. As I mentioned, clearly Quad partners attach a lot of importance to it. You can see that in the midst of the pandemic, an in-person summit is happening. I would not like to comment or speculate on implications of AUKUS," Bagchi said. The Quad comprises India, the US, Japan and Australia. The US is hosting the in-person Quad summit in Washington on September 24. Asked whether India could get critical cyber technologies from Australia and the UK, given that the US agreed to share them with the two countries under AUKUS, Bagchi only said, "We have a very robust relationship with Australia." The AUKUS partnership will also facilitate sharing of various other critical technologies among the partner countries. "Through AUKUS, our governments will strengthen the ability of each to support our security and defense interests, building on our long-standing and ongoing bilateral ties," a joint statement issued by US President Joe Biden, Australian Prime Minister Morrison and British PM Boris Johnson said. It said the three countries will promote deeper information and technology sharing and will significantly deepen cooperation on a range of security and defense capabilities. "As the first initiative under AUKUS, recognizing our common tradition as maritime democracies, we commit to a shared ambition to support Australia in acquiring nuclear-powered submarines for the Royal Australian Navy," it said. The statement said the development of Australia's nuclear-powered submarines would be a joint endeavour between the three nations, with a focus on interoperability, commonality and mutual benefit. France criticised its exclusion from the alliance, saying it reflects a lack of coherence when common challenges are being faced in the Indo-Pacific region. In its reaction, China criticised the security alliance, saying it will gravely undermine regional stability and aggravate the arms race. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.